housing crisis is upon us. Or really, is it? Before we get into the answers on that, please contribute, keep us on the air, so that guy behind the camera does not have a housing crisis. Dan McTague is a former member of Parliament. He knows all about this stuff. We've had housing crisis in Canada, and I remember Barney Danson, one of the Trudeau Liberals, got in there, and he fixed a lot of things. But now, we just have governments saying, more money, Liberal ads say, we've created 760 new housing starts, which is a complete lie, it's not there. It seems to some people who know housing that the biggest problem in housing is not getting builders. There's lots of people who want to build houses. It's the municipalities are blocking it through zoning and other stuff.
Yeah, municipalities play an important role. I'm not going to single them out, but when you have, you know, a year and a half to get a permit, to get an answer on a permit, when you have lot levies, impost fees, education fees, fees through the yin-yang, soft costs on a home are extraordinarily expensive. Yeah. And there's no politician at the federal level, certainly, who understands that, much less is saying, we need to address that. At the end of the day, you also have to look at the fact that there's no land availability. People don't like that because then you're talking about opening up green space and things. Folks, take a flight from Toronto to Saskatchewan to British Columbia. Make sure you're in the window seat. Have a look. There's a lot of arable land in this country, and there's a lot of place for us to build. At the end of all this, though, the danger is that we have people who are too quick to realize that the problem they've created is replete with solutions that they can't possibly fathom their implications, and so they lie about the numbers.
Well, the federal government doesn't have a lot to do with housing because, as I said, there's lots of people from coast to coast to coast who are capable and want to build housing of all sorts. It's, as you say, finding a place for it and being able to, you know, to pay all those fees that the well-meaning municipal governments are doing to protect themselves and protect you from other neighbors. So is it not something then that if we had a federal housing ministry, you know, call the municipalities together and say, you know, like, folks, we can change this. A little bit of leadership?
Yeah, you'd expect that, but you have a lot of people who have vested interest in saying no building anywhere, and we call them NIMBYs. But remember, you have a crisis in terms of labor. You have a labor shortage. The yeah. folks that used to do the bricks and the mortar, the people who used to do the your cement basements, who used to frame your homes, they've all passed on. I was talking to a bricklayer the other day. He had 190 employees 20 years ago. Today he's down to 19. He can barely keep them. So we have a shortage on a number of fronts that our federal government.
But you and I talked about immigration. I remember there was a problem with that in the 60s, and some of the builders said, okay, let up immigration, and they brought in numbers of brick layers from Italy.
Yeah, exactly. Or they Portugal or whatever. No, but you got kids now who are playing on video games. They don't want to go out and work in the middle of winter.
Well, we don't want to just sound like two old farts here, you know, saying it's gone.
Hey, my old man made me do the work, so I understand it.
Same here. Okay. More hard work. The housing crisis will go away.
Damn
it, Jake. Thanks very much. 3 minutes. This show provides independent analysis of the issues. We are not paid by the government. And as I am finding, so much business in Canada relies upon various governments that they don't want to sponsor or advertise on a show which may become controversial, which talks about liberty, freedoms, sometimes criticizes government. I've had guests on that support the government. But people are saying, you know what? We don't want to bite the hand that feeds us, i.e. government, which is why I hope you'll subscribe and contribute to keep this show on the air.